Thank you for the floor, Chair. Jamaica delivers this statement on behalf of CARICOM and at the outset aligns with the statement delivered by the G77 and China. We also thank the Deputy Secretary General for his closing remarks. We commend the work undertaken by member states and the UNCTAD Secretariat in capturing, collating, and reflecting the recommendations from the discussions of the past week, which have enabled the fine-tuning of UNCTAD's program plan for 2026. We therefore welcome the adoption of the report as well as the outcome document of this meeting, which represents the contribution of Geneva-based delegations to the ongoing process for finalization in New York. On the more substantive elements of the report, the CARICOM group notes with appreciation the reference to the assistance provided by the UNCTAD, in capacity building and technical assistance to developing countries across all sub-programs, including through enhancing the ability of national statistical institutions to capture more data to inform policy formulation on trade in goods and services. We also support the reference to strengthening maritime strategies through policy support to enable greater integration into global supply and value chains. The inclusion of these concerns, among others, reflects the long-standing commitment of UNCTAD to achieve the trade and development goals of its mandate, including as outlined in the Bridgetown Covenant and the UNCTAD SID strategy. We therefore look forward to the implementation of future projects that will benefit CARICOM states, including those geared toward building the productive capacities of a number of Caribbean SIDs, and anticipate fruitful outcomes that will encourage extension of these programs to a broader cross-section of countries. In closing, the CARICOM group remains committed to actively contributing to the work of UNCTAD and the advancement of the trade and development goals of all countries. I thank you, Chair.